Oh, good Erev Shabbos. We're going to have a quick recap of Parshas Baalayischa. The Parsha begins with instruction to Aaron HaKohen regarding the Menorah. Next, the procedure for initiating the Levim into Avodah is described in detail. Am Yisrael was then commanded to bring the Karban Pesach in the Midbar. There were men that were Tamei Meis and unable to bring the Karban Pesach, so they approached Moshe Rabbeinu and claimed that it's not fair. What, just because we're Tamei, we should have to lose out on Karban Pesach? Moshe asked Hashem, whereupon another opportunity for Karban Pesach was granted. A month after Pesach, anyone that didn't have the ability to bring the Karban Pesach due to being Tamei or on a journey would bring the Karban Pesach now. Hashem then commanded Moshe Rabbeinu to make two silver chatzotzers, trumpets, and blow them when gathering the inn together. These trumpets were also blasted to inform them when they should begin packing up, travel, rest, and set up camp, and when going to war. On the 20th of Iyar, the second year after leaving Mitzrayim, the Anunim lifted from the Mishkan as an indication it was time to begin traveling. The Pesukim then described the proper formation of Am Yisrael as they traveled. Then we come to the famous upside-down backwards nuns in the Torah. The nation then began complaining. Hashem had a fire burning camp, consuming many. The Asafsof, the rabble, were desirous of all good things, wanted meat, and complained about the man. Moshe Rabbeinu told Hashem he wanted out, he can't lead this nation and take care of them anymore. What is he, their mother? Hashem instructed them to choose 70 elders from among the nation, and they would lead the nation instead of Moshe. Hashem then informed everyone that tomorrow they're going to have meat for a full month. Moshe then chose the 70 Zakanim. Next, Hashem sent Slav, a bird of sorts, and everyone had plenty of meat. The instigators of the complaint died even before the meat was digested, but everyone else ate heartily. Aaron and Miriam then spoke against Moshe for separating from his wife. Hashem then descended to the Mishkan and rebuked Aaron and Moshe. Moshe is the greatest of all. Other Nevi'im see Hashem only in a dreamlike state, whereas Moshe speaks to Hashem face to face. Miriam was then afflicted with tzaras. Moshe davened for her, but Hashem instructed that she has to be sent out of camp for 7 days, and only afterwards she's going to be healed and she can come back into camp. That's a quick recap of Baalayischa. For now, everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.